You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Various law enforcement agencies are on the hunt for a suspect in connection with the death of Daniel Merritt, whose body was found Sunday. Law officers were in the area of Walter Lyons Road and Allen Drive Tuesday conducting a search for Cedric Stevens, age 37, wanted for second-degree murder in connection with the death of Daniel Merritt. Stevens was spotted running in a pasture in the area on Tuesday. A search of the area was conducted with Minden Police, the Webster Sheriff's Office, State Police, and the State Police Helicopter, the U.S. Marshal's Office, the City Ward Marshal, and the Wade Correction K-9 units all involved. The search for Cedric Stevens continues. He's described as a black male, last seen wearing a gray shirt and blue jeans. Anyone with information is urged to call Minden Police at 377-1212, or the Webster Sheriff's Office at 377-1515, or call 911. Minden Police report the arrest of DeMarcus Willis, age 36, of 507 West Marshall, who was booked for possession of a stolen firearm and obstruction of justice. City Police booked a motorist for DWI fourth offense, hit and run, reckless operation, resisting an officer, and driving under suspension. The Webster Sheriff's Office reports a suspect was taken into custody in Webster Parish following a pursuit from Bienville and is being held for Bienville Parish Sheriff's Office. And the Sheriff's Office reports one arrest on a warrant for unauthorized entry of an inhabited dwelling, other arrests reported for being a fugitive from Bossier Parish. A 90% chance for showers today, high near 78 with a south wind, gust to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy overnight, slight chance for a shower, overnight low near 70, southeast wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. 30% chance for showers Friday, high 87, south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy Friday night, low 68, southeast wind 10 miles an hour. 40% chance of showers Saturday, high 87, 20% Saturday night, low 67, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of Ward 2, Spring Hill City Court, held before Judge Stuart McMahon, Gregory Jarvis Jennings pleaded not guilty to driving under suspension and will stand trial at a later date. Lawrence DeAndre Miller pleaded not guilty to simple battery and driving under suspension and will stand trial at a later date. LaTanya Thurgill pleaded not guilty to cruelty to animals and will stand trial later. Yamon Dvorak Thomas was ordered to pay court costs, make restitution, and given a 15-day suspended sentence and 6 months probation for theft. Peggy Armstead was fined $150 plus court cost, plus 15 days suspended and 6 months probation for theft of utility service. Tiffany Cunningham will stand trial July 12th for theft. A meeting of the Bienville Parish Police Jury is scheduled for today. The meeting starts at 9 o'clock at the Bienville Courthouse in Arcadia. On the agenda, the jury will hear from Lynette Cornell of the Kasachi Delta Regional Planning District, discuss the Arcadia Park, Arcadia Gun Club property, request from the Chamber, the S.E. Huey Company. We'll hear solid waste report, discuss a resolution, and approval of payments for general and solid waste funds and the road fund. The meeting is open to the public. And the Claiborne Parish Police Jury meeting is today. Meeting starts at 10 o'clock in the administration building on West Main in Homer. A personnel committee meeting starts at 9 o'clock, a road committee at around 9:15 or following the personnel committee. On the agenda, a resolution certifying the April 29th election results for the Library Continuation and Renewal Tax, a letter from the Claiborne Parish Library Board of Control, a note from the Claiborne Parish NAACP branch, a resolution approving holding an election in Claiborne Parish on October 14th to the continuation and renewal of a 2.77 mil ad valorem tax supporting building maintenance, a resolution for the police jury to join the lawsuit against FEMA, grant a special events permit for the White Acres Trail Ride and Horse Show in Hainesville, renewal of lease for office space in the Office of Community Services building on South Main in Homer at a rate of $300 per month, a request to start the summer work week starting May 11th, where the crews will work 4 10-hour days a week and be off on Fridays, recommendation to post the Operator 2 position as open, a recommendation for a pay raise for mechanic helper Caden Williams, a request for recommendations for appointments for the Claiborne Fire Protection District 6, a resignation from Wade Holloway from the Watershed District Board of Commissioners, and a consideration to fill that vacancy, an ordinance to provide for the sale of adjudicated properties, and schedule a sitting of a public hearing for proposed ordinance for Wednesday, June 7th at 9 a.m. We'll also hear various comments and reports. All the meetings are open to the public. The Louisiana Workforce Commission reports the unemployment rate in Webster Parish was 4% during the month of March. The rate was 4.3% in February and 3.6% in March of last year. The report shows during March there were 568 persons listed as unemployed in Webster Parish. Checking rates for area and neighboring parishes, the rate was 2.8% in Bossier, 3.6% in Caddo, 3.6% in DeSoto Parish, 4.1% in Bienville, 3.3% in Claiborne, 3% in Jackson, 3.2% in Lincoln Parish, 3.7% in Natchitoches Parish. The rate was 2.8% in Red River Parish, 3.4% in Sabine Parish, 4.1% in Wynn Parish, 3.4% in Ouachita Parish, 3.7% in Union Parish. The statewide rate was 3.3%, the nationwide rate 3.6%. Again, the unemployment rate for Webster Parish during the month of March, 4%. Some spaces are still open for the SEEDS Women's Center 12th Annual Birdies for Babies Golf Tournament event that's scheduled for Saturday at Pine Hills Country Club. There'll be a registration at 7:30. Warm-up starts at 8 a.m., tee-off time at 8:30, and admission is $100 per player. You can still sign up by calling 318-639-0907. Revival services conclude tonight at 7 o'clock at the St. Rest Baptist Church. The guest speaker, Reverend Mariko T. Billups from Jacksonville, Florida. Everyone is welcome. The pastor is Reverend Robbie Dale Williams. Funeral services for Marvin King are scheduled for 1 o'clock Friday at the Open Door Fellowship Church in Spring Hill with Pastor Glady Hunt officiating. Burial will follow at the Old Sarepta Cemetery. A visitation starts at noon Friday at the church prior to service time. Survivors include her children Tina Buckner and Cody Pickard, two brothers Wayne Cody and John Gardner, a sister Joanne McLemore, nine grandchildren, a number of great-grandchildren also survive. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a prefix of 377, unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code of 318, unless otherwise mentioned. Queen-size bed and a dresser with mirror for sale. Call 553-0686. Queen-size bed along with a dresser with mirror for sale. 553-0686. For sale, a 3-point hitch dirt scoop. Call 268-9828. For sale, a 3-point hitch dirt scoop. Call 268-9828. A wheelchair for sale. Call 517-9846. Wheelchair for sale at 517-9846. Wanted a box-style TV, 371-1838. Wanted a box-style TV at 371-1838. Wants to rent a 1 or 2 bedroom house in the Minden area at 464-0655. They want to rent a 1 or 2 bedroom house in the Minden area at 464-0655. Wanted someone to mow a yard, they will need a riding lawnmower at 658-6839. Looking for someone to mow a yard, you will need your own riding mower, 658-6839. Found a small dog in the Tanglewood area, call 3804. Found a small dog, it was found in the Tanglewood area. Call to describe, call 3804. Eggs for sale, call 840-5676. They have eggs for sale at 840-5676. 2 rooms for rent, each are $300 a month with bills paid. Wanted a 94 to 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639-9340. They have 4 rent, 2 rooms, each are $300 a month with bills paid. And wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. Call 639-9340. Lost a male French bulldog in the vicinity of Lake Claiborne. Answers to the name of Charlie. A $3,000 reward is offered for his return. Call 465-6221. That's lost. A male French bulldog over in the Lake Claiborne area goes by the name of Charlie. There is a reward offered of $3,000. If seen or found, call 465-6221. Women's clothing to give away, available at the Minden Recreation Center between 7 and 3, Monday through Friday. That's to give away women's clothing at the Minden Rec Center, 7 till 3, Monday through Friday. For sale, a washer and an electric dryer, $250 for both. Call 205-8120. That's a washer and an electric dryer for sale, $250 for both. Call 205-8120.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.